Next up, though, we are talking cycling and whether the weather puts you off.
Inspiring audiobooks from some of Australia's most beloved storytellers are now free to stream on the ABC Listen app.
I left a few months before my ordination as a priest.
The best homegrown fiction.
In their tent under the jacaranda, they put together a plan.
Real-life Australian stories.
Growing up half a world away, wondering whether I would ever see my mother and brothers and sister again.
And so much more. A great range of audiobooks, free to stream on the ABC Listen app.
Are you the type of person who gets on a bike from time to time to get somewhere around town or maybe even ride to work? If so, are you deterred if it's raining? Does that stop you from riding? It certainly stops me in my tracks. I prefer to stay indoors out of the rain. And I'm not alone. Alice Walker's been finding out more. Hi, Alice.
Morning, Fiona. That was a good one. Stops you in your tracks, your bike tracks.
Boom, boom. See what I did there?
Yeah. So what is it about the rain? Is it the cold or, you know, what do you not like about riding in the rain?
I prefer to ride on days when I'm not going to get wet.
So are you more a recreational rider than a, you know,
Okay. I probably would. When I lived in Horsham, I rode to work almost every day unless it was raining. But that was because I lived so close and Horsham's very flat. Whereas Bendigo, I live further away and I start so early as well. And plus I need a car, especially later in the day for school pickup and that kind of thing. So it just kind of rules out the commute. But I have in the past, in another life when I did live in Melbourne years and years ago, I used to ride everywhere.
In all weathers?
Well, oh, yeah, I had a spray jacket I didn't have a car for a lot of the time. So...
yeah, and when you don't really have a lot of choices,
well,
that really makes a big difference.
Well, there's public transport as well.
It?
I just catch the tram or the train or, you know, there's kind of more options there, I suppose. Yeah. But anyway, what have you found out about
this? Well, I found out, Fiona, that when you were living in Melbourne, you would have been one of the few people out there riding in the rain by the sounds of things, because there's a researcher who's been looking into how much does the rain put us off getting on our bikes. And he's found that Melbourne is one of the worst cities for this around the world, that, you know, really don't like riding in the rain. So this guy's name is Dr. Richard Bean, and he's from the School of IT and Electrical Engineering at the University of Queensland. He's based in Newcastle. He's a really, really keen cyclist. So what he's been doing over the past 8 or 9 years is collecting data on how many people are using those bike sharing services. You know, they're usually in cities, so that's why the data is all from cities, where you rent out a bike, you ride it around and put it back in a docking
station. The
one
in Melbourne didn't last long.
Well, there was a problem
ending
with people
up
putting
in
them
Yarra.
In the Yarra, wasn't there?
Terrible.
But yeah, there's a lot of those services around the world now, popular with tourists, but also with people just, you know, getting about. And Richard Bean was wondering, well, how much does weather affect how much people are willing to get on the bike? And then along came the Copernicus Climate Change Service, which puts out hourly weather data from all around the world. So he had all the stats he'd collected on the bike sharing services, and then all of a sudden he had access to this hourly weather data. So he was able to compare it and think, okay, well, if it's a really rainy day for that city, like in their top 5% most rainy days, are people still going to go out riding? And he found that the answer was really different depending on where it was.
The rain has completely different effects for people in different climate zones. So in cities like Dublin in Ireland, the rain doesn't really affect people that much. In the 5% of the rainiest hours in the year, people still cycle 80% as much. But in a city like Melbourne, they cycle less than half as much in those hours. So it's really caused by a range of different factors. So one of them is that in Dublin, the speed limit in the centre of the city is only 30 kilometres per hour. So it really is a completely different proposition cycling there compared to like cycling beside a truck where you've got no separation at 50, 60 kilometres an hour in other cities.
So what Dr. Richard Bean is saying is it's not just the climate? Because you might think, oh, well, let's use the example of Dublin. Of course, they're going to be more happy to ride in the rain. It rains a lot more in Dublin. They probably don't mind getting wet so much. But that's not the full explanation, because if you look at some drier cities as well, like in Spain, in Seville and Valencia, when it's rainy there, the usage does drop, but not a lot. They've still got 80% or 75% of their average usage. So most people still happy to go out when it's raining, or still need to go out when it's raining. But in Melbourne, it's a lot lower. It's less than half. It's only 46%. So a big, big drop off when it's raining. And compare that to Brisbane, it's 68% there. So they're a little bit more happy to ride in the rain. So why might it be? Well, Richard Bean thinks it's about safety predominantly. He says we often try to explain how willing we are to cycle through the culture, but he thinks safety is the number one thing. And he was talking about, well, if you've got a cycle path and you're separated, you're going to feel safer than if you're riding on the road where potentially you might have a truck next to you riding at speed. And if you've got rain involved, then you've got an extra level of danger there. So the rain might just be, you know, your line where you think, okay, well, I'm just not going to go out then. But another interesting thing he found about his data was actually to do with gender, which was that he says one way that you can measure how cycle friendly a place is how many women are riding, or what the proportion is of women riding. In Amsterdam, which we know is very bike friendly, there's more than 50% of the riders are female. In Brisbane, it's only 20%, and Melbourne 30, and Darwin 35. So he reckons in Australia, we've got a lot to do to make cycling more accessible to everyone. And he thinks safety is a really big part of that. But it wasn't just Melbourne that didn't like riding in the rain. Chicago and Vancouver, also cities that don't like the wet. And I spoke to a really keen cyclist originally from Vancouver in Canada, now based in Myrtleford. He's the owner of the Myrtleford Cycle Centre. His name's Steve Connor. And he told me it's so rainy in Vancouver, they joke that the locals don't tan, they rust. That's how wet it is. But even so, they don't like riding in the rain, which is quite interesting, right? And Myrtleford is a really, really wet part of Victoria. So I asked Steve, who's a really keen cyclist, didn't get a car till he was in his 40s. You know, I asked him, is he ever deterred by the rain?
Never, never. You know, I have a different understanding of cold. You know, to me, if it isn't actually likely to cause physical damage to your body, it's not actually cold. Which is not to say it's not uncomfortable for Australians. And that's what riding in the rain is. It's managing your level of discomfort and what you feel you're willing to do. And it doesn't get that cold here. If you cover your hands and cover your ears and have proper footwear, you're going to be fine.
So Steve Connor agrees with Dr. Richard Bean. He says safety is the number one thing. If you've got dedicated bike lanes, it changes everything. But he says this issue of discomfort is another really big one, where people either don't like riding in the rain because they get wet, they get soaked through because they haven't got an adequate, you know, sort of breathable rain jacket, or they get sweaty and then that makes them wet and cold.
Mm.
And so he says you've got to dress right. You know, you've got to have that wicker fabric near your body, like wool or synthetics.
Hence the lycra.
Yes, hence the lycra, and you know, don't wear cotton, don't overdress under your rain jacket because you're just going to get sweaty and it'll be really unpleasant. Mm. That was his advice.
Look, the thing I'm going to take away from this chat is that it's so wet in Vancouver, people don't tan, they rust.
It's a great saying, isn't it? I never heard that before, but I love it.
I love it too. Thank you, Alice.
Thanks so much, Fiona.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Alice Walker with us on 91.1 FM, ABC Central.